Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Sam Ryan. He is the CEO and co-founder of Floxy. Floxy provides a professional team of creatives for a flat monthly payment. And Mr. Ryan, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to that.
I am as well, Mr. Ryan, and looking forward to hearing all the details and the journey in launching Floxy. So tell us, I'd be curious, and I'm sure the listeners could learn something as well. How did you know if Floxy, when the idea came, was a good idea and to take action and launch it right away?
That's a great question. So in the beginning, it was about 2016 when I launched it originally, and it looked totally different from what it does now. What I did is I launched it the most simple thing possible, and I got a few customers signed up and took a lot of that feedback coming in. One of the books I read was The Lean Startup Method. I'd encourage anybody that is looking to start a business to read that. And it basically says that you want to put out the most simple idea in the beginning, and then you just build on that. So I took a lot of feedback in, and I pivoted a few different times. And then we finally hit upon what we currently offer, which is a team of creatives. And they work through projects as fast as possible, and you pay a flat monthly payment. But yeah, in the beginning, it's just launch something, get as much feedback as you can, don't put a ton of time and money into it, and see what happens, and then be willing to pivot as you get feedback coming in.
Yes, keep it simple and build upon that, and some good stuff right there to kick things off here today. What was one of your biggest challenges with growing your business? Get into some of that, if you would.
Okay, yeah. So when we launched it, it was my brother George, and we launched it, and I have a tech background, so I did the whole developed everything from the ground up, and George did a lot of the design, financing, stuff like that, and we had to scale up pretty quickly because it kind of caught on really fast, and we had a lot of people signing up. So finding talent was a big challenge. We had a high turnover in the beginning with developers, with different team members. And so what I learned is I began focusing not just on the skill set of what the team members or developers brought, but making sure they were a good fit, number one. So what I really focused on was making sure that they fit well with me, fit well with the team, and then that they learned quickly, they were passionate about what they did. And from there, I then focused on the skills, but that was a big challenge. We overcame it. We began able to hire a lot of people from there on out. And yeah, it just took off after that.
I really do appreciate your sharing that. We can certainly learn something from your experiences there. Also, in regards to scaling, how do you effectively scale a tech business, and how do you find talent and co-founders? I'd love to hear some details on that.
Okay, yeah. So scaling a tech company is difficult in a couple of different ways. One is you need to find the developers, and you need to be able to add on the features and listen to customer feedback and be able to add those features on as fast as possible. When you're scaling up, you have to be concerned about a lot of different things, whether it's making sure that you can handle as many users as possible, like I said, adding those features on and stuff. So when I was lucky in the beginning because I had previously co-founded a business, Hatchwise, with my brother George. And so having him work with me, we were able to quickly get the business up and going. And then scaling it up is all about finding the right talent. And we used Upwork and Freelancer a lot in the beginning to just find different developers, support team members, designers. And so what we are able to do is take that talent and grow Floxy as fast as possible. I'd encourage anybody that is looking to find talent or co-founders, make sure that they complement you well. So one of the things that worked really well was George was able to, he was good at the whole design. A lot of things I wasn't, and I was good at the whole tech side of things and growing that side out. So we really complemented each other, and my brother Charles also joined the team as a co-founder, and he was really good at operations and stuff like that. So we were able to take Bloxy and scale it up pretty quickly by finding the right talent and making sure the beginning team was very solid.
I'd say that's pretty awesome. Certainly making it happen today. We're joined by Mr. Sam Ryan. He is the CEO and co-founder of Floxy that provides a professional team of creatives for a flat monthly payment. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as far as competition is concerned, how do you deal with competition, Sam? And how do you stand out in a crowded field here?
So competition is always going to be around, but one of the things with design and what we offer is there's a lot of competition, and we were one of the first companies to offer what we do. It's basically a creative team that does all your design, coding, video, copywriting projects, and we charge a flat monthly payment. And as soon as we launched, competition began popping up pretty fast. So what we focused on is the customer. I like saying that the competition is never going to pay you. The customer will. So always focus on them and don't worry about the competition. And to stand out, we collect a lot of feedback and data from our existing customers. An example would be that we launched with just graphic design and website development. But quickly, we found out that people wanted writing services and video editing. And so we are able to launch those and keep retain even more customers and attract new ones based on collecting all that info. So I would always, we have always tried focusing on the customer before anything else and using any data, any info we can to keep making sure that we stand out from everybody else. We always focus on price, quality, and speed. So whatever your business is, I would encourage you to figure out what does the customer want. And we figured out quickly that the price, the quality, and the speed, the turnaround times were the three things. So we're always trying to bring those down. And that's how we stand out from the competition. That's how we keep customers just coming back again and again and using us.
Definitely some good information right there. Appreciate that. Now, circling back to the beginning and what led Floxy to becoming a reality, and I'm sure listeners want to know what kind of background that you had prior to kicking off Floxy and that gave you the ability to do that. What is your background actually, and how did you decide, or what was the process in deciding to start your business here?
Great question. So my background is computer science. I went and got a degree in computer science. I've always been interested in tech as a kid. I loved inventing. As a teen, I did lots of small coding projects. I've always been trying to come up with a new big Google or Facebook or whatever it is. And so it was just a perfect fit to, after coming out of college, I wanted to really focus on one business and take it off. And that's where Floxy came in. So I was able to sit down and focus on the getting it up and going. And like I mentioned, having co-founders, that helped a lot. But yeah, my background is mainly in tech and management and everything.
Well, you've certainly got the experience to cover the bases, and really do wish you and the company continued success for years to come. Tell us, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on Floxy and tap into this service.
That's great. So it's floxy.com, and that's FLOCKSY.com. You can go on there and find out a lot more about the services we offer and the team of creatives that can get all your marketing needs done.
And certainly sounds like a winning combination. Again, Mr. Ryan, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Sam Ryan. He is the CEO and co-founder of Floxy that provides a professional team of creatives for a flat monthly payment. And for all the details, once again, visit Floxy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.